Fully Human, A New Way of Using Your Mind, written by Steve Bidulph and Sharon Bidulph, and read by Greg Stone. What we think is less than what we know. What we know is less than what we love. What we love is so much less than what there is. R.D. Lang. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. Welcome. The aim of this book is to help you to move more freely inside your own mind, to turn the lights on in whole levels of your consciousness that you have barely noticed are there. Once all the parts of your mind are awakened, they naturally work in harmony and you can live a more powerful, integrated and spacious life. The book is based on recent findings from neuroscience, matched with cutting-edge psychotherapy and my lifetime's work helping people in the worst imaginable situations to be able to heal and grow. It is aimed at literally anyone who feels that there must be more to life and that we can do better at being in this world. Two key ideas are at the heart of the book. The first is supersense, the way that your body sends you messages and is doing so every second that you are alive. These messages are quicker, subtler, and often much smarter than your conscious brain at knowing what is going on. Yet most people totally ignore them. The second is the four-story mansion, an easily grasped way of navigating the multiple levels of your mind and getting them to work together instead of, as they often do, tearing you apart. This method is so simple it can be learned by a 5-year-old, but so profound that it can help even the most damaged adult. The book is full of personal stories, journeys, and struggles, very like the ones that you might be having in your own life. But there is nothing you need to do other than be curious and read along, though we do include exercises to speed things up if you wish. It's likely that you will come to use what this book teaches every day for the rest of your life. I hope your life is changed by it and those changes ripple out around you so that together we can make things better for our children and grandchildren. Loving each other and the natural world around us arises simply from realizing the connections which were always there. Your mind knows how to do this, and it's just a matter of waking it up. With love, Steve Bidulph. Note, some readers quite rightly want to know more about the author before they entrust themselves to a book. If that is you, then a few pages about my unusual life can be found at the end of the book. Feel free to go back there first if you wish. Otherwise, just jump straight in. 1. Supersense. Andy Llewellyn, part-time GP and mother of two little girls, was having a pretty good day. Her parents were minding the kids, and she'd taken the morning off to go into town to have lunch with friends. Now she was headed for home. She stepped off the train at her suburban station and walked briskly, as the wind was chill, to the car park. She wrestled with her keys and bags for a moment, got the car door open, and got in. From the corner of her eye, she could see a figure in the distance, a young man moving in her direction. As she started her car, he was closer and calling something to her. He was well-dressed, quite nice-looking. It seemed he wanted her help with something. Maybe he had lost something or needed directions. Her lifelong habit of good manners tugged at her conscience. It went against the grain to ignore someone. Her hand even went to the window to wind it down. But somewhere in the pit of her stomach, a tiny clenching sensation made itself felt, and uncharacteristically, almost in a panic, she drove quickly past him and out onto the road. In the mirror, she saw him standing, motionless, staring after her. Even when she got home, her heart was still pounding. "What's the matter with me?" she thought. Back in the tumult of home, the warm greetings of her parents and her little daughters, Andy pushed the incident out of her mind, until she watched that night's TV news. A man had been arrested by the police near a suburban train station. Her train station.